Now, Israel has fears of its own regarding Iran. It has long argued that Iran is building a nuclear weapon to aim at them, and many Israelis believe the recent revelations that Iran's been hiding a second nuclear fuel plant support that position. Linda Gradstein reports now from Jerusalem.
For years, Israeli officials have been insisting that Iran is intent on getting the bomb. Israeli intelligence officials have said that Iran could have enough fissile material for a nuclear weapon as early as next year. Now, with the revelations that Iran has tested long-range missiles that could reach Israel, as well as U.S. bases in the Mideast, and that Iran has a second uranium enrichment facility, many Israelis say they feel vindicated. Here's what Iranian-born analyst Meir Jadfandar told Israel Television.
Prior to this, Israel was treated as kind of like a hypochondriac who basically jumped 6 feet every time anything was mentioned about Iran. But now, because of these revelations and the tests, there's much more understanding and patience for Israel's position.
Israel has little hope that the discussions that began today will lead Iran to put a stop to its nuclear program, says Gerald Steinberg. He's an expert on Iran at Bar-Ilan University.
Logic and history says this is just going to be a waste of time, and we're going to be confronted with an even more advanced weapons development program in Iran in 3 or 4 months, and the failure of a diplomatic or sanctions process.
Steinberg says there's a debate among Israeli officials about just how dangerous a nuclear Iran would be. Defense Minister Ehud Barak recently told an Israeli newspaper that Iran does not pose an existential threat to Israel. Israel has never publicly admitted it, but it's widely believed to have an extensive nuclear arsenal. Steinberg says Barak believes that Israel can counter any nuclear threat from Iran.
Deterrence will work, that Israel has enough military capability and enough credibility to signal to Iran, to make it clear to Iranian decision makers, don't mess with us. And that Iran, despite the rhetoric and the appalling appearances and statements of Ahmadinejad, the people who will have their fingers or hands on the button are not suicidal, and they will know how to act in a way that will not lead to nuclear conflagration and destruction of Iran.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, on the other hand, has repeatedly said a nuclear Iran poses an existential threat to Israel and must not be allowed to take that step. Netanyahu has also hinted of a potential Israeli military strike against Iran if it continues its drive for nuclear weapons. In 1981, Israel destroyed a nuclear reactor in Iraq, and in 2007 it attacked a site in Syria that was believed to be a nuclear facility. Officials here say a military strike on Iran would be far more complicated than either of those two operations, but it is possible. Israeli analysts say the current talks with Iran may eventually make a U.S. or Israeli military strike more likely. They believe that if the U.S. becomes convinced that Iran is wasting their time and still moving towards becoming a nuclear power, they may join with Israel in doing whatever is needed to stop Iran. Earlier this month, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates dismissed a military strike on Iran as a, quote, temporary solution. For the world, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.